Phil will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
Our next set of stories looks at health and water issues. There was good news about the Rouen Road Walking Centre, which has been saved in an NHS U-turn. There's been a call to turn closed care homes into modern-day cottage hospitals, while the identity has been revealed of a care provider where serious concerns led to cancellation of council contracts. Anglian Water has been slammed by an MP after a record £1.42 million fine, and there is also fury as a gym pool remains closed. Elaine will start with good news about the NHS Walking Centre, a short walk from Chatterbox.
NHS bosses have scrapped plans to close the region's only walk-in health centre in a dramatic U-turn. The NHS Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board has announced it will not shut down the walk-in centre in Rouen Road, a week before a consultation into its future was due to end. And bosses have also announced they will not be going ahead with plans to shut physical bases of the out-of-hours GP service. The bosses say the move was made as they await a new 10-year plan from the government focusing on neighbourhood-level services.
Modern-day cottage hospitals should be created in closed-down, council-owned care homes to free up hospital beds, politicians have said. They say as many as 140 patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital have been ready for discharge in recent weeks, but could not leave, because appropriate support was not in place for them to go home. Steve Morphew, leader of the Labour group at Norfolk County Council, says the solution could be staring the council in the face. Homes it owns which have been closed. Norse Care, the care arm of County Hall-owned Norse Group, recently shut Springdale Care Home in Brundall, Burman House in Terrington St John, and Linden Court in Watton. The company said the homes were no longer suitable to meet the care needs of residents, but rather than standing empty, there are calls to repurpose them to free up hospital beds.
The identity of a care provider where serious concerns prompted Norfolk County Council to rip up £2 million worth of contracts to look after vulnerable people has been revealed. Ambient Support, which provides support and care for 35 adults with learning disabilities across 9 Norfolk sites, has been served notice by the County Council. It will mean some of the people the company cares for will have to move out of their homes to be given alternative care, while others will be able to stay but will get a new provider. County Hall announced that it was terminating the contracts it had with a provider due to concerns over the quality of care, but did not name the organisation at that stage. But it has now confirmed Ambient Support, based in St Crispin's Road in Norwich, is the company involved. Alison Thomas, the council's cabinet member for adult social care, said, "Norfolk County Council recently made the difficult decision to serve notice to its supported living provider, Ambient Support, after a series of concerns were raised about the care provision. It is imperative that we address any shortcomings in care provision to ensure our residents receive the quality of care they deserve. We understand that this news may be unsettling for the residents and their families, and we want to assure everyone that their well-being is our top priority."
The record fine for Anglian Water after failures saw flakes and powder enter the drinking supply shows why water should be in public ownership, an MP said. Clive Lewis, Norwich South MP, said the £1.42 million fine for the company, which has hundreds of thousands of customers in Norfolk, was shocking. Mr. Lewis, who has a private members bill to take failing water companies back into public ownership going through the House of Commons, said, "It's shocking that local residents can no longer be sure their tap water is safe to drink." The Labour MP said Anglian Water had reported more than 60 serious pollution problems since 2019 and criticised the lack of investment by shareholders. The company reported the failures to the DWI before pleading guilty at Northampton Crown Court. The company pleaded guilty to 5 offences under the Water Supply Water Quality Regulations 2016, which mandates that only tested, approved and safe materials come into contact with drinking water. An Anglian Water spokesman said it invested significantly to improve procedures. He said, "Protecting the water supply of our customers could not be more fundamental to our business. This is reflected in the fact we have not had a drinking water prosecution in over 20 years.
Members at one of the most expensive health clubs in Norwich are fed up that the site's pool area is still closed 6 months after it suddenly shut. Making matters worse, they remain tied into a hefty membership fee, despite the site's main draw being unavailable. Gym goers at David Lloyd in Drayton High Road pay thousands of pounds a year to use the facilities, with membership fees ranging from £75 to £190 per month and are tied into minimum 12-month contracts. The company offered members either a 20% reduction in membership fees or the option to pause their contract after the pools suddenly shut in December following a storm which is believed to have caused structural damage to the building. Members have been quite patient because the main draw of the club is the pool. Mere hours after this newspaper contacted the Drayton High Road site to raise members' ongoing frustrations, an email confirming an opening date of early June was released. With the reopening of the 25-metre indoor pool, hydro pool, 20-metre outdoor pool, sauna and steam rooms, the 20% discount will end on July the 1st. David Lloyd has been contacted for comment.